explosion. And from that, I managed to get my entire basement rebuilt, lock, stock, and barrel, all the walls, all the rooms, and including the roof and ceiling tiles in the main area. So I was quite glad on that. Lost a few things, but managed to break even, put a few more extra bucks, and redid the bathroom and moved it a little bit. And, so it cost a little bit, but most of it was covered by insurance, and we got a few new rentals and a few things changed around. So, yeah, basically the only thing that's still around is the walls upstairs. Everything else has been gutted out and changed at one point or another.
Well, I would imagine you probably made the local hardware store or the big box store very happy with the amount of things you had to bring in and out and update at the time that you've been living there. What was it again? You were on the island where?
I live in the oil can capital of the world, Rokenville, Saskatchewan. Population around 1,000, just over, just under, depending on the weekend. And we're right up against the Manitoba border, just north of the number one highway, about 26 clicks. And wouldn't live anyplace else, love it here. Came for 3 years so I could find a different job. And found out I didn't need a different job, so I stuck around till I retired. Been retired for 20 years now. And, well, 20 years from the first official retirement. I went back under contract for about four and a half years when they expanded as a consultant, and I enjoyed that. But so 2014, I guess officially just 10 years, but, well, 10, 12 years now, I guess it is. But love every minute of it.
I'm trying to picture a location, a small town of 1,000 bodies. I'm in Berquimlam here, where a little tiny city is surrounded by other cities and a great big pilot city. So, no, hard to picture it. I imagine a small town for sure, but I grew up with a salmon arm, and it's no longer a small town anymore, like many small towns that people have been populated by those coming from Vancouver trying to find a smaller place to live. Well, then they know. They go somewhere else and they make it big too. Migration thing. Over to you.
Yeah, copy that, Lee. I know the area. I don't like driving through it. when I went through it years ago, it was nowhere near what it is now. But yeah, I took a couple of years of my last two in high school in the island, and then I had UBC for 6 years there too. So I'm familiar with the area. But I don't like big cities, and I had a brother and a sister and an aunt, a couple of aunts out in that area, one in White Rock and whatnot, so I'm familiar with the area. Like I said, it was a lot different back then. Things have changed. Every place I leave changes. It's funny how that works. I grew up in Mexico. When I left there, and the city was about 1 million. It's now around 10 million. Vancouver's kind of done the same thing as Monterey, where I grew up. It's assimilated all the colonies and towns that were around it, and Vancouver in general, not Vancouver proper, has done the same thing with the Surrey, Delta, Langley, all of those places. It's all kind of merged into one big hub. Back to you.
Yeah, very much I agree with that. One giant hub. It does have advantages, but it also has a whole lot of disadvantages. One of them being that the small part of it, but if you're 20 years old, you want as much contact and as much work as possible. Although you don't want to say anything about the work part of it, because work is pretty scarce around here these days, unless you're established or you have to have connections, that kind of thing. I'm going to bow out of here and grab some munchies or whatever, and send you back to an app.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us. We do this every Sunday, 8 o'clock local, which would be probably 7 o'clock. I think you guys are just past 8 there now. We started 8 local, which would be 7 yours, and we'd love to have you join us again next Sunday. So yeah, have a good week, and good luck with the renovations, and hopefully the weather stays nice and you can enjoy it. Thanks for joining us. Do we have anybody else out on the West Coast? North Vancouver, West Vancouver, Burnaby, Surrey, Delta, Langley. Oh, gosh, there's too many of them to mention. And you can't forget Vancouver Island. So anybody out there, let's hear from you. This is Victor Echo 5, Gulf Tango Whiskey for the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat. And my name is George. So if you're there, come talk to me.
South of the Canadian border in Washington State, this is Kilo India 7, Tango Oscar Yankee. Good evening, Jordan.
Good evening, and it's Kilo India 7, and I never get the American calls because I'm so used to the VEs. By the time I realize it's a K, I missed the last three characters. So go ahead again, please, Kilo India 7. Thanks for joining us.
Good evening, Jordan and the rest of the Canadians. This is Kilo India 7, Tango Oscar Yankee, that other Yankee, John in Washington State. Good evening, everybody, and yeah, you guys are still got evening. You're a couple hours ahead of us. It's 8:10, about thereabouts, on the West Coast. So good evening, all. Let's get back to net control. Thanks. KI7TOY.
Ah, you're just toying with us, John. Love that. this is a chit-chat net. We don't just say hi and bye. We need to figure out a little bit about you. And the name here is George, and Gulf Echo, Oscar Romeo Gulf Echo. I do speak fast. I'm half Mexican, I think, raised on that part of the country, south of you folks. But, yeah, so, John, what do? You can't just walk away and say hi. Got to tell us a bit about yourself and what you've been up to.
Well, I guess I should start from the beginning. I was born a son of a couple poor sharecroppers back about almost seven decades ago. You want me to start there or you want me to update you?
Yeah, well, I got, I'm half the seven decades. I'm into about halfway through that and then some. But, yeah, just curious. At that age, you're probably retired, enjoying life, no longer working for a living, unless you love doing it. What kind of stuff do you like doing besides ham radio stuff?
Well, George, just before I stumbled across you guys while I was scanning through all the repeater frequencies out here on the West Coast, I was just plugging in a Fender American-made Stratocaster guitar and getting ready to play along with some YouTube videos through my 200-watt PA system and my 100-watt amplifier and some good old rock and roll, be it British, Canadian, American, or otherwise. KI7TOY.
Copy that. Well, you got a Fender, it's going to work good. Yeah, it's got a name, and there's a reason for it. So, yeah, I'm not a music man myself, but I am familiar with the name and its quality. And, yep, if you can do the music, I envy you. That's one thing I can't do. You know, I can do a lot of other things, but music is not one of them, not even in a bucket. And, yeah, we do this at every Sunday. There is one at 9 o'clock on Monday to Friday, but I call this one on Sundays, and we start at 8 o'clock local time. And if you're in Washington, you're probably just about 8 o'clock your own time right now. So we start about 7 your time every Sunday, and everybody's welcome. I always enjoy getting a little bit of input from down the Washington area. There's another fella up on the coast. I think he's probably out sailing now. He was working on a sailboat last time I talked to him, and I think he was going to start cruising the world. So thanks for joining us, John, and enjoy the music, and hey, play along and turn up the cranks, turn up the volume. That's when it sounds best.
Thanks, George, and thanks for running that Kilo India 7 Tango Oscar Yankee. I'll put this on my calendar for next Sunday. Thanks.
You're quite quite welcome. It's the folks out there that make this net as much fun as it is, getting to meet people across across the States, across Canada, and we've had a few from other places as well. We had one Russian come in once and get the odd Japanese one. It's a little bit off schedule for them, but we're connected pretty much across Canada here with the Canadian Hub, so you're always welcome, and don't be shy about calling in. Okay, folks, we'll still try the West Coast. Is there anybody else out there? I'd love to hear from you. So if you're there, don't be shy. Keep the mic and let's hear from you.
Victor Alpha 5, Delta Alpha Bravo. Late check-in.
Oh, better late than never, Darren. Geez, you're only I was going to say more than a couple of miles away, but you could have yelled that loud. So what have you been up to this week, Darren?
Oh, not much. The heat is a bit too hot, I guess, for some of the equipment that works there. Refrigeration equipment is causing problems, and yesterday I spent the day out working on the Gator, and wow, like, the sun on my tools made them, like, burn your hands to the touch.
Node
so it'll be
five,
nice when it cools
one,
down a little bit,
two,
I think. So.
5, 3, 7, timer.
Yep, copy that. I spent a lot of summers as a grease monkey through high school and university. And I did have the odd occasion to work in the sun with some hot hand tools. And you definitely didn't need to put warmers on them, at least not in the summer. Never burnt myself, but there was once or twice when I had to cool the tool off before I could use it. So I do understand the consequences, even though I don't work on the tools anymore. Never really did it for a permanent job, but I did have lots of summer experience at it.
Well, I think everybody's experienced something. I mean, everything in the yard was just hot this weekend. Touch anything, if it was metal, it burnt. So, I assume it won't be here for long, and with Saskatchewan's weather, it won't be long until we're complaining it's too cold again.
Yep, copy that. I sent my wife out for a couple of hours to warm up, and hoping that she'd be hot when she came back in, but she was just sweaty.
Uh-oh. My wife's within earshot, so I have to be careful.
Hoping mine isn't. But, yeah, anyway, enough on that. Yeah, it is hot, but I much prefer the heat than the cold, so... Anyway, good evening from you, Darren. Thanks for coming in. Better late than never. Always glad to catch up with you a bit. And my apologies to the XYL if it offended her feelings. But, hey.
It's pretty tough, Jim. Okay, well, VA5DAB signing off. Back to net.
Copy that. Okay, folks. Well, I didn't call Regina. And Randy brought you up specially for me, and got into Vancouver and never came back to Regina. So we're back to the capital city of Saskatchewan, the biggest city down south. Who do we have in Regina tonight? If you're there, please come now.
Echo 5, Romeo Echo Golf.
Good evening, Reg. And what are you up to? And you were listening to tunes there the last time I heard you on the radio. Has that settled down a little bit? By now it should have been. You may still have some ringing in your ears, though. Go ahead.
Good evening, George, and everyone on that. I've got ringing in my ears all the time. That's from working as a heavy-duty mechanic for 40-some years. Country Thunder is winding down tonight. I think their last show will end around midnight, I believe. So, yeah, there's been lots of racket here, but, you know, it's not too bad. It's not bad for the local economy either. Not as good as it used to be, but anyway, that's okay. But I've had the grandkids here too for the last 3 days, and So I've had country thunder outside of the house and country thunder inside of the house. Oh my God, those guys are out of control. And man, they eat. It's like having a house full of locusts. They just go through everything. And they still got some growing to do. I can't imagine in another 4 or 5 years what it's going to be like. But yeah, it's hot here, but still cooler than my last full-time job at the potash mine at Allen. That was always like 34, 35.